This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I might be a boomer. I'm not a boomer. I'm definitely not. Age-wise, I'm not a boomer, but I might be a boomer. Because up until a few minutes ago, I've gotten texts from people that say chef's kiss, and I'm just like, I don't know what that... I didn't know.
Really?
What?
Chef's
Why kiss. Would I know what that is?
What would you think it is? A chef doing the...
You think that's so...
Perfection.
That's what chefs do.
Who in this room cooks?
Not
the people that know about chefs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I've never done that. Abundanza, I've never done that. when I'm done with...
Well, we do.
Yeah. You never hit start on the microwave and given it a good...
I don't... So there's a bunch of words that this happens every year where they placate the stupid words that people are saying wrong, and then the dictionary goes, "We'll just add it."
I know. I don't like it either. It's still wrong.
And it's also more often than not they add phrases.
Yeah,
and not words.
Exactly. It's not. You can't a definition. It's like Urban Dictionary is what that for.
Yeah.
It's for slang.
Right.
Not just a real dictionary.
Right. So now chef's kiss, which is not a word.
No.
It's two words, is now in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And finally today, the boomer in the room. So give me an example of when you would use it. Like, why, if we're texting, why would you chef's kiss me?
Well, it would not be about food. It would be something. It would be something
so
about.
Why would I know what it means? What do you?
Because it means like, that was perfection. Like. If you were sassy to, I don't know, a coworker or something, and like your comeback was really good, just chef's kiss.
Do you actually say that?
You type chef's kiss.
But is there an emoji for it?
No. Well, there might, maybe, is there a hand one maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a chef emoji, definitely.
There is?
Yeah.
It would have to be a couple of them, but.
Or you could use.
So it's like the eggplant water dripping thing.
Storytelling kind of thing.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that means something that's not a chef's kiss, unless I'm cooking. So when did that become a thing? Because I've cooked my whole life and I've never heard that.
I feel like I first really started to hear it during like peak COVID. Because that was when...
COVID invented chef's kiss?
It just during that time where it was like chaotic, everyone was stuck inside, there was Ratatouille the musical on TikTok, everyone was starting to get obsessed
with
that.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember this?
There's no musical of Ratatouille.
There is on TikTok.
Hold on, so they just sang like...
They created their own song.
Who's they?
I was going to say, what
TikTokers.
Is there to sing? It's not a... They have to make it up. There's not
they
a musical...
Did.
They did?
So they made a musical.
Yes.
Of a chef rat.
Yeah. His name's Remy. Yes.
Yes. I love the movie. I love Patton Oswalt.
Well,
I think.
Treat him with respect.
I am, but I've never. So then, was Chef Kiss in the musical?
No.
Or was it just people reacting to it? They're like, Chef's Kiss.
It was that, yeah.
Huh.
That's when I first picked up on it.
So you. Okay, no more you, Aaron. Okay, you, T.I.
No, don't do this.
You
don't
have
do
used, this. Have you used it? Like, you looked at me like I'm dumb for not knowing what it is, but would you, a man, a husband, a father, have you like texted your hotel owning buddy who's like, hey, Raj, chef's kiss, man.
No, I don't think I've ever used it. So I've heard it. I've just heard it. I've heard it used. I don't know that it's ever been texted to me either.
But you don't say it out loud. You only text it. Like, to say chef's kiss would be dumb.
No, I've said it out loud.
See, it's just...
Don't you do it, though? Don't you just actually... I think I've actually done it. And then just
you do a lot of gabagool.
Yeah.
You're like,
you do both.
Hey, dip on there.
But you also say, yeah, chef's kiss.
Abundanza.
No.
But you don't say chef's kiss. No, it's like somebody saying LOL. If you were laughing, you would say LOL.
Yeah.
No one's saying it right now to this show, but like, or OMG. That used to drive me nuts.
Somebody says OMG. I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know how long it takes to say OMG? The exact same amount of time as to say, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
It does. One syllable each. OMG. Oh my God. The same amount of time. Don't abbreviate.
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Great.
Great point.
Chef's kiss.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
If you know, you know.
I know what it means, but why does that need to be in the dictionary? That's called an abbreviation.
Yeah, that's not a word. It's an abbreviation. Yeah, I agree. Great point. Mwah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Okay, last one, the ick.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
I've heard it.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.